going to be great.
Can't wait.
Well, it's good to be with you all again tonight. I don't know how long it's been, but first time we came on a Wednesday night, I think there might have been six tables set up and about 12 people here on Wednesday night. And we came, I don't know, maybe a year later, something like that, and they had the horseshoe, the whole horseshoe, and maybe one table, and this is just, I don't know, it's just a pleasure and a joy to my heart to see so many folks here on Wednesday night. That's something that a lot of churches are going the other way, and I'm just thankful that you all see the need here. The Bible says that we're supposed to meet more often as the day approaches, not less. And I really appreciate this. This is a great blessing to me. And Jane, we were just talking about that. Bill doesn't always tell the story exactly right about how all that happened. But I met him, and he was just a Bible college student. And I said, if you're ever in Kentucky, let me know, and I'll let you preach for me on Wednesday night. I have a ministry of, and I have for 30 years, I like to help the young preacher boys get going. If I have preacher boys that show up at my church on Wednesday night, I let them preach for me. And sometimes I give them 10 minutes. Sometimes I give them 30 and take back 20, you know what I mean? But anyway, I made that offer to him. If you're ever in the area, who would think? I met him in Virginia, Hampton, Virginia, and who would think that he would show up in Kentucky? You know, it's like I didn't ever have to worry about him doing that because he's from Wisconsin. And so he shows up, and he started preaching, and he's going 100 miles an hour. And we're from Kentucky, and folks in Kentucky, we don't even close our lips when we say words, you know. We're just... Y'all know what I mean? And he's going 100 miles an hour, you know, and his face is getting all red and stuff. And I was loving it. I was shouting. I don't even know if it was the right time to shout, but I was shouting. I was just having a good time. And when he got done, my wife said, I didn't understand a thing he said. And he's still like that, you know. Anyway, I could tell you more about that, but I don't have time. If you'd like to know more, I could certainly fill you in a little later on. If you'll turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, I learned something way back in the early days of my ministry that has been a tremendous help and blessing to me down through the years. There are three things that you do in private that God rewards you openly for. Now, I don't know about you, but I like open rewards.
Sure.
I like to get the big deal that everybody sees. I like open rewards. Now, I like it when God blesses me in private and all that, and everybody does. But man, I tell you, it's really something. I was in the military for 12 years, and I like getting called out to get pinned. I like getting promoted in front of the whole battalion. I wanted folks, when I get to heaven, I'm going to stand in the back of the line, and when the Lord calls my name, I'm going to shout so loud, everybody in heaven's going to know I'm there. I mean, that's just kind of, I like that. I like being rewarded openly for things that I do. And I got started working in the Lord's work, and before I ever surrendered to preach, and I'm busy doing stuff for the Lord, and I wanted the Lord to see and to recognize what I was doing, and I thought that if the pastor recognized me, then that meant that the Lord recognized me. So I wanted to be rewarded openly for the things that I was doing, and I run across Matthew chapter 6 and found out that there are three things that I can get real actively involved in secret that the Lord will bless me openly for. And so I started getting involved in those three areas. And I want to point them out to you tonight. I have 15 minutes here, so I want you to look in chapter 6, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet." You don't toot your own horn. That's where that comes from. "Don't sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they verily may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth." I want you to look at this verse. "That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." So when I give to people, every once in a while we'll have somebody that's needy that comes through our church, and I typically keep a few dollars in my pocket, and I'll just walk up to the guy and shake his hand and hand him a piece of money, and I don't tell everybody I'm doing it. You know, I don't want everybody in the world to know that I gave that guy a $20 bill. And I'm not doing it so folks will see me do it. I'm doing it because I got a burden to help the guy. And the Bible says, and that's alms. Alms is when you don't let everybody know what you're given to. You're given to help somebody that's in need. And the Bible says that if I'll do that, that God will reward me openly for that. So that's one of the things I keep an eye out. I keep an eye peeled for people that are in need, and I try to help them, and I try to do it so nobody knows I'm doing it. And I like to do that kind of stuff because God rewards me openly when I do that. So that's the first one. The second one, we'll come back to it in just a minute. I'm going to give you the third one. Next, the next one I want to give you, I want you to look down in verse number 16 now. In verse number 16, the Bible says, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, that they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, and that thou appear not to men, unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly." Now, I fast every once in a while, and when I do, I don't tell everybody I'm fasting. And the reason why I don't tell everybody I'm fasting is because God rewards me openly if I do my fasting in secret. I don't want to make, "All right, folks, I want everybody to know I've been fasting for the last 3 days over this." I don't tell them. I may have been fasting 3 days over something, but I don't tell them from the pulpit I'm doing that. And the reason for it is because I want the open reward that God's going to give me for doing my fasting in secret. The third one that I want to share with you is the one I really wanted to get to tonight. And that begins in verse number 5. Verse number 5. The Bible says, "And when thou prayest, be not as the hypocrite." Now, I want you to notice in all three of these cases, all three of them, whether it was the giving of alms, the praying, or the fasting, he said, don't do it like the hypocrites do it. What do the hypocrites do? They do it, but they do it so you'll see it.
Sure.
They want you to see. I learned a long time ago that if my prayer time is bigger in private, then God blesses more and answers more of those prayers in the open than if I do my biggest prayers in the open, God doesn't bless them. So, somebody told me a long time ago, men that pray long prayers in public usually pray short prayers in private. Well, the guys that pray long prayers in private are the ones that God's going to bless openly. The hypocrites are the ones that wants you to see them praying. The hypocrites are the ones that, and that's what he said, don't be like the hypocrites. They pray on the street corner because they know everybody's going to watch them. And they're going to blow their horn. "Oh, see those folks over there praying? Look how spiritual they are." Well, they're hypocrites is what they are. That's what the Bible says. That's not what Brother Dave said. Don't get mad at me, okay? Don't get mad at Bill because he invited me to do this. But he said here in verse 5, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. I want the open rewards. I don't know about you, but when I pray, I want God to hear my prayer.
Amen.
I want God to hear my prayer. I found a couple verses in 1 John. You might write this down. You can go back and look at them later if you want to. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 14 and 15 says that if God hears my prayer, then I have confidence to know that He's going to give me what I've desired of Him. Well, how do I make sure He hears my prayer? Well, I pray according to His will. And I want God to answer my prayers. So I want to pray so that God will answer my prayers. And I found out there's several things about praying that if I'll incorporate those things into my prayer list and in my praying, then God is more apt to answer those prayers. And one of them is, I want to pray according to His will. So I find out what His will is by reading His Word, and I go and pray for those things. I also want to pray for things that God has given me a desire for. The Bible says that if I delight myself in the Lord, He'll give me the desires of my heart. And when I was a young Christian, I knew that meant, man, if I delight myself in the Lord, He'll give me whatever I want. And I had some big wants. But that's what the verse says, delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. And I want a lot of things. He'll give you what you want. And then I learned the intermediate interpretation of that verse is that He'll give you what to want. He puts the desire in me. And if God's the one that put the desire in me, when I pray for those things that God put the desire in me for, there's a real good chance that He's going to answer that prayer. So I've learned to have a secret place of prayer. I go into my closet, and the Bible says, and shut the door. One of the problems that we have is we go into our closet, but we don't shut the door.
Hello.
Yes. Amen?
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, the more of this kind of stuff that we have nowadays, the harder it is to get in secret.
Yeah.
And when we pray in secret, I don't think God wants somebody bothering us.
Amen.
How many of you found it is very difficult to get alone with God anymore?
Right.
I found it difficult to get alone with God. It seemed like every time I turn around, there's somebody texting me or calling me or something. And I lay my phone down. And I'm praying, and I notice the light comes on. And I want to say, and listen, if Nikki's calling me, I want to find out what she's got going on. And all of a sudden, I'm not in my prayer closet anymore. So when I go in my prayer closet, I go in alone. And I shut the door.
That's good.
And if I'm praying, and Nikki calls, she'll just have to leave a message. Like everybody else does. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the Bible says that if I pray in secret, then God will reward me openly.
That's right.
There's three things that I've learned that if I'll do those things in secret, that God will bless me openly for them. And one of them is giving alms. Every once in a while, I'll see a fellow in need. And God will put on my heart to hand that guy a piece of money or do something special for somebody that has a need. I walk through my parking lot of my church and I see tires that's got, you can see the air molecules bouncing around in the thing, you know, so thin. We call them May Pops where I'm from, but they may pop anytime. They can pop when you're walking past the thing, you know. And I see a piece of a metal sticking out of a tire or something, you know, the bands broke on it or something. And you know what I do? I'll give one of my deacons a credit card and I'll say, take Mrs. So-and-so's car down and put four tires on it. And I don't tell anybody that I'm doing it. I'm telling you. You don't know anybody in my church. You're not going to tell them who did it. And that's a blessing to that family. And they don't know who did it. And you know what the Lord does? The Lord keeps new tires on my truck because I do that kind of stuff.
Would that be an open reward?
I think it is. I think the open reward is when I go look in my truck and there's four brand new tires on my truck. It's like, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shake it. He didn't say what to give. I give a lady tires, then the Lord gives me tires when I need them. And I found that when I give alms and I don't tell everybody about it, the Lord blesses me openly for that. I have found that when I fast, I don't fast a lot. Can you tell? Say amen. I don't fast a lot. Let me tell you what I use for an excuse. I'm a diabetic. You're not supposed to fast when you're diabetic, right? But when I fast, I don't tell everybody I fast, and nobody's ever suspicious of it. I don't know why. But I will tell you this. Every once in a while, I get a burden about something that is so overwhelming burden about something that I just don't want to eat. I think that's what God's talking about when he says fast. It's not, oh, hey, folks, Thursday, supper, everybody's fasting. No, we don't do that. I think if you get burdened about something, then maybe you'll skip supper on purpose on Thursday just so you can spend time with the Lord praying about it because you got such a burden. How many of you have ever been so distraught over something that you just couldn't eat? That's what the Lord's talking about there. And you know what? When you go to a prayer in those kind of times, God's going to bless you openly for that. But one of the greatest blessings that I find in my life and my ministry now is the blessing of answered prayer. I pray. Many of you have already said something about this. I try to go out every day and walk and jog. I started this several weeks ago again. I used to do it a long time ago. And somebody told me, he said, you can lose 50 pounds 6 months. Well, that don't motivate me when there's a bag of potato chips laying in front of me. It's like, you know, I'll start that tomorrow. Or a Snickers bar or something like that. But I got to find something that will motivate me to do it today. So I decided that, and I need to pray more for my family. So I decided I'd start with Nora, my great-grandbaby. If y'all want to see some pictures, we got current ones, okay? I can take one for you tomorrow. But I start with Nora, and I go 4 miles or 5 miles, and I just walk and pray and talk to the Lord about Nora. I don't know what the Lord's going to do with that little baby. But I know one thing. She's getting prayed over.
Yes.
Takes me a little over an hour to do 4 miles. So for an hour on the first morning, whatever it was, I spent the whole hour talking to the Lord about little Nora. And then I prayed next for Caleb, my youngest grandson. And I prayed next for Levi and then Leah. Then Titus. Every one of them, an hour, each one of them. It's kind of in secret. I know I post on there my motivation for the day, and many of you have mentioned something about that to me on Facebook and Twitter. I post every day. And you know why I do that? Because I know that God has openly rewarded, openly answered the prayers that I have prayed down through the years when I prayed them in secret. And here I am walking down the Greenway, or today over at Conover on their little Greenway they've got over there. And here I am just walking down the road. Nobody knows what I'm doing. I'm walking down the road. They think I'm singing like, you know, a 70s song or something, but I'm really praying for one of my grandkids. But I'm walking down the road praying, and to me that's secretly, it's a closet for me now. I get up in the morning real early and I go out and pray for my kids. And God is rewarding me openly for that. Three things that the Bible says that if you'll do in secret, God will bless you openly for them. And I want to be actively involved in all three. Brother Bill asked me to do something on prayer. Of course, you could read on in that chapter. You've got the model prayer there from the Lord. And he actually tells them how to pray, how to pray. The disciples went to the Lord and said, teach us to pray. Not teach us how to pray, teach us to pray. You know how to talk. How many in here can talk? you know how to pray then. Prayer's just talking to the Lord. So I just walk along, talk to the Lord about my grandkids. Amen. Well, I hope this will help you. It certainly has helped me down through the years. I didn't start out doing this in the ministry. I didn't do it until I found this in the Bible. And now I do it often. I do these three things. Not for the reward. I really don't do it for the reward. I do it because it helps me be close to the Lord, and then He rewards me for doing it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Brother Bill.
Thank you. Hey, don't you want people finding out about this kind of secret life? I mean, don't you want the Lord to find this secret? I'm about tired of everyone getting their secrets found out, and they're embarrassing, aren't you? So may God help us have a secret life that glorifies the Lord when it's found out. I want to be caught doing the right thing, don't you? Yeah. So, if Brother Tommy, are you're going to be meeting in the ladies room upstairs? So, Brother Tommy is your deacon, normal meeting place. If Joe is your deacon, my office. If Tim Fox is your deacon, you're going to meet in Pastor John's office. Right across from Tammy, that looks a lot like a nursery, but we're going to fix that before long. Let's see, that Jeremy, you're over there in the gym entrance, right? Let's see, who does that lead? We're going to get some people at Denny here before long. Is that it, up Deacon?
Joe,
we already said he's in my office. Walter, great, he's in the copier room, okay. All right, so let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this good lesson from the Word of God. I pray that you bless our prayer time. Be with the youth of Pastor Zach and the deacon prayer groups and those remaining in here. And then keep us safe on the way home, Lord. Keep us away from all the idiot drivers. And I pray you'd help us to pay good attention as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Over there, I'm going to ask at least three of you to join Pastor Randy if you don't mind. Thank you.